Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jim Clifton back on the show. Jim is become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last several years. He's the CEO of Gallup, the outstanding global research firm that you all know so well. Jim is he's the king biscuit over there. He's the CEO of that whole organization and the author of a number of books, including The Coming Jobs War and a brand new book called Born to Build. And he's onto something here in terms of what his research has shown we've got to do in the global economy going forward. Jim Clifton, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So you guys use the word build, born to build. And I know you've done a lot of research on this. You say that business owners are or they need to be builders. Talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, I mean, you and I have known each other for so long, but, you know, I got this concern about the word innovation. So, you know, if you go to universities, they'll have an innovation lab. I don't really know what they mean by innovation. Are people just sitting in there trying to, like, discover something, invent something out of thin air or what? If you talk to them, they go, no, it's also about entrepreneurship because they're supposed to start a business and that sort of a thing. But then I get confused because entrepreneurship has nothing in common really with invention. Invention's sort of a scientist that does create something. It's kind of like Vint Cerf created the initial part of the internet. You know, he got packets to fly across fiber optics and all that. But then it got commercialized by entrepreneurs. But see, those are two different phenomenons. Sometimes when you say entrepreneur, people think that's innovation. So we said, what is the difference? An entrepreneur creates economic energy where none previously existed. Mm-hmm. And so we said, let's just for clarity's sakes call it a builder. And remember, you got two kinds of builders. One is somebody who just builds something like you did. But yeah, I got people here at Gallup where we say, go build us an office in Dubai. Mm-hmm. It's very entrepreneurial, but the word build is in there because they got to go make it up. It's very improv, but they got to you know make up a whole strategy on how to create economic energy. But anyway, so that's why we call it builder.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. And you know, every small business owner, every entrepreneur who's ever created anything understands what you're saying. But a lot of people in the marketplace don't understand that, do they? They don't really recognize the building aspect of this.
No, and I'm a little concerned too, Jim, because the millennials don't start companies like baby boom like baby.
That's what the research shows.
And they're in this kind of frame of mind of get a job. And that's not really what this country was built. I have a lot of confidence in the millennials. I think they're going to be great employers, great builders and all that. But I think they need to have their direction changed. I think they need to have a different question. Rather than, you know, what is it that you can do? What is your job? Somebody ought to ask them, what can you build? It's more inspiring, too.
That's a really important conversation that I have with millennials. When they come to work for me, I talk to them about what their value is to this company. And I tell them, you know, this is your assignment. This is what you're responsible for. And and I want you to take ownership of this. And to the degree that you need me to help you, that's when I work for you.
Yeah, you know, the millennials, and God bless them, they're more interested in purpose than paycheck. I mean, you got to pay them fairly. But back in my day, going through business school at the University of Nebraska, we never thought about purpose. We thought about a paycheck. Our purpose tended to be getting married, having three kids, and owning your home or something like that. But the millennials are more interested in purpose. But somebody's got to say to them, there is no more important purpose in the United States of America than creating a customer. Anytime you create a customer, you've created economic energy, And as soon as you create a few of them, or one big one, you've created jobs. And that's the current will of America, is to have a good job. See, we've got a whole bunch of crappy jobs now. So when you got all these 10 million jobs coming in, they tend to be jobs that are hourly or part-time. They're not really a living wage. But I think there's nothing more purposeful for people than to build something. How do I build something? Well, you create some kind of customer, because once you create a customer, America wins, jobs
that's
win,
right.
People win, and
that's
you're doing
that's what I
that's
tell
the
them.
That's the best CSR there is.
When they come to me wanting to start a business, and I say, well, what's your first step? What are you planning? And they say, well, I'm trying to get funding. And I tell them, well, what, you know, the best funding is from a customer. That's where the best capital comes from.
That should be your next book.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. The book is called Born to Build by Jim Clifton. It's based on the Gallup research, which we're going to get into a little bit right after the break. 20 Tail, right back with Jim Clifton. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.